My beloved sisters, I greet you and welcome you tonight in the one of the 2,000 or more organizations where this work is being attended to. We love you and we appreciate you. We respect you and honor you, and we need you. Neither is the man without the woman, nor the woman without the man in the Lord. We rejoice in your righteousness and the influence for good you have as individuals, mothers, grandmothers. We appreciate the faithful and devoted single sisters who do not yet enjoy a fullness of family life. The Lord loves you, for you are some of the most noble spirits of the Father in heaven. If you continue faithful and true, no eternal blessing will be denied you. I am pleased with the theme of this meeting that has been selected for this meeting. Learn then teach. All my married life, I have been blessed with a sweet companion, Camilla, who has had the unquenchable thirst for knowledge. She is always reading and seeking. She believes literally in the Lord's counsel through the prophet Joseph Smith. Whatever principle of intelligence we attain unto in this life, it will rise with us in the resurrection. Not only has she been continually learning during the 63 years of our marriage, but she has been sharing as well, by example and by teaching, for more than half a century. She has been a Relief Society visiting teacher and has taught the spiritual living lessons in Relief Society for much of that time. My dear sisters, stay close to the church, all of you. Follow its prophets so that you do not lose your way, so that you can help to guide back others or those who have already lost their way. We love you, sisters, and care for you very much. In your families, be sure to hold your family home evenings regularly every week. Home is a place where love and caring. Be good neighbors as well as that, even if you love the love of many in the world waxes cold. Your family, your neighbors are not deprived of your ministry and compassionate service. Continue to be good wives and mothers, daughters and sisters, so that even if love and peace diminish in the world, there is still place for love in our homes. There are so many kinds of selfish desires interpret, but you, my dear sisters, can be a much needed idea for peace and for truth and for righteous example on this earth. Listen to the prophet's voice and hear the words of the Lord. The Lord is at the helm. He will steer us properly. This is his work, of which the Relief Society is such an important part. My dear sisters, be loyal, be great Relief Society workers, great in the organization of the Relief Society by the inspiration of the Lord. It was organized 138 years ago by the prophet Joseph Smith. Support it and strengthen it for the good of yourselves, your families, and the church. Furthermore, just as we must keep all the commandments of the Lord, let us draw upon you and make full use of all the other basic church programs so that we are strong and balanced in our lives. If you keep the faith, the Lord will not forsake you, you and your loved ones. My beloved sisters, I know that God lives, that Jesus is the Christ and his only begotten Son, the Redeemer of the world, and that this is in very deed the Church of Christ, of Jesus Christ, with him at its head. I leave this testimony with you, my beloved sisters, also my love, personal, and blessings upon you. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.